The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Clean Nation, Mike Campion here with Cheyenne Puha, all the way from down under, Sydney, Australia. Cheyenne and her partner, Danielle, not pictured, started DCK Cleaning. They do commercial and residential. They started January 19th, 2021. We're recording this August something, 2021. So just under a year. Welcome to the show, Cheyenne.
Hi. It's such a pleasure meeting you. I've been excited all week to jump on this podcast.
Well, I've never met you, but we're having fun so far, and I'm super excited to meet you. Tell Danielle she missed out on all of it, and we're all judging her. So,
I will.
All right. So give us just, if you don't mind, a quick, you've been in business, what's this, 8 months, give or take? Just give us like a 1 or 2 minute synopsis of your journey.
So Danielle and I worked together in the childcare industry for, I think, 3 years it was together. I was 2IC, she was a director. And then we wanted to have something of our own. So it took us about a year to plan and prepare and start up the business. And then we started in January 2021. And since then, we didn't expect to get as busy and as many clients. We just kind of winged it. We had a plan, but we kind of winged it as we went along. And it's been great since then. We've built up a few residential clients, but our main focus is commercial cleaning. So we're doing both at the same time. Because we started like since COVID-19, so it was like it was up and down to begin with, and we had a lot of clients that were ready to use our services. But it was also hard trying to secure them because of COVID, because everything's so uncertain right now. And we're trying to stay positive through this time. And it's pretty good. We're loving it at the moment.
Cool. Excellent. Are you doing some of the cleaning, all the cleaning, none of the cleaning?
We're allowed to do commercial and real estate cleaning.
No, I mean you personally. Are you and Danielle physically doing the cleaning, all of it, some of it?
Yeah, we're doing the cleaning at the moment. Yeah. All of it.
Oh, looks like got a little caught up, but you're doing all of it. Okay, cool. What question can I answer for you? How can I make your life better today?
Our main question would be how to keep the passion alive in the industry, especially when we're going through tough times, like COVID, for instance, and lockdowns and stuff like that. We feel a bit deflated at times, and especially when there's periods when we're not working for more than a couple of two or three days, we start to lose it a little bit, like lose our passion. So my main question would be how to keep the passion alive.
It's a really good question. And there's two or three ways that we can look at it that are all going to help. The first thing I'm going to encourage you and Cleaning Nation to do is to internalize everything and externalize nothing. So I'm married and I have an amazing wife, and depending on the day, I could choose to go, well, she's being a real jerk and our marriage sucks because of her, blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what? I have zero control over that woman. About a good day, I'll have a little tiny bit of influence. On no day do I have any control, and vice versa, right? She certainly can influence me, but she doesn't have any control. So if I focus on her and what she needs to do to be the wife that I believe that she needs to be, I'm in a very difficult position that is going to suck the life and the passion out of me, because trying to settle her hash and make her act a certain way is just frustrating and ineffective. However, when I focus on, I'm going to be an amazing husband, I'm going to love her the way that she knows, maybe she'll respond, maybe she won't. I really don't have any control over that, but I can control at the end of the day. I can let my head hit the bed and go, I was an amazing husband, or not, but at least it's within my purview. So how that relates to business is so many people look at the same circumstance and come
with different conclusions. So we coach people all over the world, and it's so funny. Mm-hmm. We'll coach people in the same city. I forget where I read this book, but someone was talking about a father who was the parent of an alcoholic father, who's the parent of twin boys. And they caught up with them and asked, do you drink? And because the father is an alcoholic. And the first one said, of course I drank. How else could have I been? My father was an alcoholic. That's what I was raised around. I had no other option. Of course I'm an alcoholic. The other twin, they said, do you drink? He said, never touched it. How else could it be? Look how I was raised. There's no way I could touch alcohol. Right. So they had the exact same scenario, but wildly different outcomes. The differences for business owners, our life, our job, our overreaching thing, the reason we get paid is we take chaos and we take this vision we have of the world and we organize, we bend reality to fit our vision. It's not easy. It takes a crap ton of energy and focus and work and commitment. Like, I'm not saying it's easy, but that's why we get paid so well. So when we see COVID or a partner acting a certain way, it sounds like you're on good terms with the partner. Daniel could start acting crazy tomorrow. There's nothing you can do about that. Yeah. You know, we're talking to Cheyenne from Sydney. I'm in the States. I'll be complete. And we've coached, by the way, people all over the world throughout COVID. Canada's tough. Australia's tough. And I've coached people that thrive in the COVID environment and say, COVID's been great. And I coach people that say, oh, the government won't let us work. So the big overreaching theme I would give you, one of my favorite interviews I've done, I've interviewed hundreds of people, was an international drug dealer who was in a Thai prison. And he was white amongst a bunch of Thai people. So he stood right out. Like, it's not like he could blend, right? He was this big, tall, white dude. Like, he stood out. He did not speak the language. They did not provide food, or he said they provided food, but you would die. If that's all you ate, you would die. Like, it wasn't sufficient they did not provide clothing. They did not provide secure, nothing. It was like, from what he told me, a dirt floor, 4 concrete walls and people that would shoot you in the head if you left. That was the prison. So his sphere of influence, right? He didn't have internet, phone, like nothing. His sphere of influence was tiny. Hopefully you and I would both agree our sphere of influence is far greater than his sphere of influence. Fair. Had he focused on, bless you.
Sorry.
Coming for a double. Bless you. Are we going to go for 3? No. Okay. Just 2. I always go 3. Man's like, I can handle it on 2. So had he focused on the things that he couldn't control. So his sphere of influence was tiny. For those of you on the podcast, not watching the video, I'm holding up my fingers very close together. Tiny little. Had he focused on the massive, massive world of around him that he could not control. He couldn't control the guards. Yeah. He couldn't control the prison. He couldn't even control the people would either bring him food, clothes, or they wouldn't. Like, that was, he couldn't even talk to anybody. Like, could you imagine how completely alone you would be when you look different, you spoke different. Yeah, your sustenance was based on the kindness of people. It would be challenges is a fine way to put it. So he said, and I go, what about those people? So how do they deal with the people? If you say, you know, I was a little suspect. He's like, oh, they didn't feed you enough, you'd die. I'm like, how does that work? He goes, oh, people just drop dead. Like, literally. So he wasn't it wasn't a figure of speech. People would literally drop dead. And I said, what was the difference? And spoiler, he got out. He was there for 7 years, got transferred to the States. He focused on his sphere of influence. He goes, if I allowed myself to think or dwell on all the things I couldn't control, I would have curled up and died. And I watched people on a daily basis literally curl up and die because they focused on what they couldn't control. So when we get to things like COVID, the government says I can't do this and I can't do that, blah, 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 blah. We can't control what the government says we can and can't do. We can't control what we do, right? I'm not telling anyone to break the law, but there is a time in every man or woman's life where we decide if the government said, hurt your child, I'm going to disobey that law. If the government says you may not eat or you may not go and earn a living in a legal way, right? Not like selling drugs. Yeah. But, you may not go earn a living, you know, your kids are going to starve. That's a law I'm going to ignore. So please don't hear me saying to anyone a law, but I'm just saying move from the government said this, therefore that's it. To the government said that, I get to choose how I respond, right?
Yeah,
I'm not telling people to break the law, but that always is an option, right? That is just because the government says it doesn't mean we have to do it, right? If they don't physically have a gun to our head, it's like, what are the consequences? Just like my kid, don't do that. Don't do that. If you do that, I'm going to give you a spanking or I'm going to take away this. He can weigh. Yeah. Is losing my iPad for the day is bad as this?
Yeah.
Same with us. If the government says, you know, you can't work today or I'll shoot you in the head, I'm likely to do that. If they go, you can't work for the rest of your life and your family's got to be destitute or we're going to fine you, I might ignore that law. So again, please don't hear this as the government right or wrong or lockdowns right or wrong or anyone breaking the law. But so many people just go, the government says this, therefore that. And that's not the truth. The government says you can and can't do this. You have 1000% choice to respond. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, there's a lot of, so initially when the lockdowns or restrictions came through, we weren't allowed to clean our residential homes and things like that. But then once we got in contact with the government and things like that, we confirmed that we are allowed to work when people aren't around, like if they're not in the homes, if it's for real estate and things like that. So there is little like loopholes that we can, where we can still work and make some kind of income. So that was good. And there's a lot of things that we can work on that doesn't, that we don't have to go out and actually do the cleaning. Like there's on the actual business, we can still do some work. So that's been really good.
So the big overreaching thing I want to answer your question, we are always, if we focus on the things that are outside of our sphere of influence, outside of what we can influence or control, we will always feel overwhelmed and ineffective, and we will in our own way, metaphorically curl up and die, right? If you are going, and it's okay. By the way, very few people are business owners, right? The vast majority are employees, not employers. So you have to do some kind of wacky stuff that other people aren't willing to do because you're like, you know, I've got this responsibility. I've got this thing I've got to do. So I'm going to focus 1000% on what I can do. And let me tell you some ideas of what you can do. You can switch who you sell to, what services and products you sell. You can switch how you respond to the government. There's outright, I'm going to break that law. There's also calling the government and going, I need to help. I have time and money to help people during this COVID thing. And that's the other thing, by the way, for cleaners, we are, some people go, oh, how can I make any living? There's COVID. Other people go, oh my God, it's COVID. What a huge opportunity for the all the time in memoriam. I've called people about disinfecting and sanitization, no interest. Now it's like the number one thing they're interested in.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah.
In every economy, good and bad, right? When economies dump is when economies go well, millionaires are made. And when economies tank, that's when billionaires are made. Because there's always an opportunity. So when COVID hit first, now Delta variants, whatever that looks like in the future, we can't control how many people are going to die from COVID, how the government's going to respond, how long it lasts. These are all things out of our control. And the more we focus on that, the less passionate and positive we are going to be. The more we focus on what our response is and looking at other people, right? If everyone is like, I'll be honest with you, if I'm in many parts of Africa, and no one I've ever met has any money. They're all starving and poor. That's really hard to elevate ourselves out from, right? But we're not, just the fact that you and I can communicate over over the interwebs, a world apart. There are people, I can tell you, we've got hundreds in our program that are succeeding, not just in spite, but in part due to COVID. And and most people want to talk about logistics. Well, how do you do it? And what can you clean? And what part of the area? And what are their laws? And how, there's completely the wrong questions that'll take you the wrong answer. The right question is, what do they focus on? And how do they think? And I love that that's why you asked, how do you stay positive and keep the passion alive? The short answer is focus on the things that you can control and be flexible and understand as business owners, our first, second, and third job is to bend the reality of the world to the vision that we have in our mind. And there's always going to be something, right? COVID's kind of a big thing that we're all experiencing, but people will quit. Partners will act crazy. We'll get sick. Who knows? Someone will sue us. There's all, you know, we're in business, baby. There's always going to be some weird thing. The fact that we're all going through it together actually makes it easier, right?
Yeah, it does.
If I do a bad job for you, you're going to yell at me. And I go, well, my dad just died. You might have a little grace and mercy, but you might go, I don't care. At the end of the day, I paid you to do a job, do the job. When there's COVID, we all kind of get it. So there's, all right. Did I help at all or did I completely miss what you're looking for?
You completely helped me. I was struggling to think of ways to keep the passion alive. And I always go back to like my purpose and our why and like why we started this business and how it impacts our clients. But it also makes me feel better that if I can work on things I can control, then I'm still working on the business and I'm not just floating around doing nothing, kind of waiting for lockdown or restrictions or COVID or anything else to just finish and roll over. So yeah, that makes me feel like reassured.
That is a very powerful, successful mindset. I would go back and listen to just what you said, because what I say, you listen to a little, what you say is the truth. That was really powerful. That everything you just said was spot on. That's what powerful, successful entrepreneurs say and feel. Like, I'm just going to focus on what I got, and I know my purpose, and I know my passion, and what I was put on this earth to do. And yeah, there's going to be blocks, and this block's COVID, and tomorrow there'll be a different block, and I ain't focusing on the blocks. I got somewhere to be, and that's what I'm working.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I really want to think like the long term, not just in the moment, but be prepared for when things like this happen. So
and
yeah.
And also be okay with some things. Trust me, there's zero of us that are telling the truth that we're prepared for COVID. Zero.
Yeah. I was not.
Be okay with just crap's going to happen. Some of it I'll be prepared. And again, how we prepare is our mindset, right? Who we are and how we show up. That's what we can prepare. But I forget the golfer that was talking about when they do a golf tournament, you get your 20 minutes on the practice range before you start. And it's like scheduled because there's hundreds of golfers and only so much practice range. And he never went. And his people are like, why don't you use your 20 minutes? He goes, I've been playing for 20 years. If it wasn't in my bag when I got here, 20 minutes on the practice range ain't going to make it happen, right? So when COVID happens, it's really hard to go, I'm going to change my mindset. I'm going to have a millionaire mindset, an entrepreneurial mindset, a powerful mindset. I'm going to just make it happen today. If it wasn't in your bag when you got here, it ain't COVID. Yeah, it's not going to magically appear. Let me give you one quick bonus and then we'll call it a day. If you're like, great, I get the concept of focusing on what I can control and spending as little time on the things that are outside of my sphere of influence as I can, that's 92% of it, or it's 100% of it. But let me just give you one. Here's how to do it, which is, control the questions that you ask and you'll control just about everything with your mindset. So we can go, why did this guy quit? Why does this always happen to me? Why do I always have to work? Why does no one like me? How long is COVID going to last? Why is this happening to me? None of those are going to find an answer that is going to help you at all. Right. So if you just spent your life in those questions, there's no chance you have of being passionate or positive or being able to serve anybody, right? You're just going to curl up and die emotionally, not physically. Hopefully. If you ask, what's exciting about this? What are the unique opportunities right now that I'll never have in the future? How can I find, with so many people in pain and needing help, this is a perfect opportunity for me to leverage my service. How can I serve more people? How can I change more lives? You see how those questions immediately, I'm even getting goosebumps like, I got this, right? So be very careful of the questions that you let in your mind. If you ask stupid stupid answers, Ben Shapiro says, play stupid games, win stupid prizes, right? Ask questions, you'll win stupid prizes. Ask good, powerful questions, you will get powerful answers that will inspire you and keep you passionate and motivated.
Yeah. I feel like some things are like a blessing in disguise. So that's what makes me stay positive about what's happening in any moment when any challenges are thrown our way. So yeah.
I love that blessing in disguise, because blessing or curse, it's kind of like, well, we get to decide, right? We get to decide how we're going to respond to it. And other people might find it a curse. We might choose to make it a blessing, just like the kind of wrapping it up with the story we started with of the alcoholic dad with the two kids. The one that never had any problems with alcohol, he chose to see it as a blessing in disguise. The one that drank looked at the things he couldn't control. My dad drinks alcohol, therefore I have no choice. Perfect. All right, guys, gals, if this is scratching where you're at, you're like, yes, I love and need this and I want more, where do I get all of this? GrowMyCleaningCompany.com has hundreds and hundreds of podcasts. We got a Facebook group with, 15,000-20,000 owners of cleaning companies, YouTube channel. There's a beautiful masterclass that I probably start with. It's completely free. You can sign up right now. Go to GrowMyCleaningCompany.com. I will see you there. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. I don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.